plan on doing any directing and producing or movies or anything like that?
Definitely. You know, that's I always been a brother that liked to write stories and my rhymes and make concept albums. So definitely, you know, right now.
So you mean you done wrote some movie scripts already?
Yeah, I got some shit that I got tucked though. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
you know, I wrote a story about my life.
I want to read some of them. You know, I used to scream. When I was in the joint, I used to scream movies for some companies. They would send me like stacks of scripts. And I didn't have nothing to do, so I would just sit there and read them. And good, bad, oh, trash, you know.
Yeah.
So, I enjoy reading good material.
Nice.
And I develop an eye, you know, for the storyline, you know, what makes a good storyline and whatnot. It's crazy how we can remold ourselves, you know, and make ourselves to be what we want to be instead of allowing our environment to dictate to us
who what they want us to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shit, my nigga, a lot of times, man, us as just people, man, we just, there's so many ways that we could, you know, do things. We just gotta take time and think about it, I guess, and believe that you could do it. Like you said, that's one thing you said, the key thing is the dream, you know. Dreaming is important because it gives you some sense of direction of hope.
Yes.
You know, it gives you that. So, you know, you're right. And for me, I'm the type of dude, I'm always thinking about different ideas to be authentic and create shit. So even when it came to when the Wu started doing their thing, it was like I told you, I didn't really know how it was going to be projected as far as my style of music and what I wanted to portray. And at that time, I only knew how to hustle because that's what I came from. I came from that hustle world, so that's what I talked about. But then my next album, I try to get out of it like, yo, I don't hustle no more. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, and I try to go another way with the album, and people, they loved it. People liked it, but they probably didn't understand it because they were so used to me being one-track minded with the hustle life. You know, and
they got your fans got to allow you to grow too, though.
And see, my thing. It's like sometimes it's like, damn, y'all want something different from me, but then when I flip it, y'all like, nah, that shit ain't Cuban Links, so nah, that shit ain't. It's like, yo, it really wasn't meant to be that. This is another level. Like, you got to listen to it from the beginning of the storyboard. Like, catch my drift on, you know, because we was the niggas that really loved to do the skits heavily. Right. So, like you said, you know, I did take time out when I was making the Purple Tape Part 2, which was a master album that I made. You know, I didn't have a clan around me all the time. You know, I had to really think because it was like coming behind a, you know, trying to make a fucking a second Scarface. That shit wasn't easy. Easy at all. It took me like 6 years to really find myself to be able to get it the way I felt like it was next to it. But all that came from a story mentality. So yeah, I did take time out while I was doing that to write a little something about my world. And
man, what was old